We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome to Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio. On today's show, unlike Cody, money is secondary to Travis Kelce. Still waiting on Orlando Brown Jr. to hire an agent. And just how different will the Chiefs offense look this season? Now, two guys who wouldn't dare deny the Chiefs made their biggest signing of the offseason yesterday, Jay Binkley and Alex Gold.
Oh, we'll get to yesterday's signing. A very, very important one-year deal, Bink, was signed yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know Nick's excited about it as well. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes on a Friday edition of Cody and Gold. And yeah, Jay Binkley's in for Cody Tapp today. Cody will be back next week. Bink, what's up, man?
What's going on, Alex? What's up, Nick? How are you guys doing?
Hi, Jay.
We're
Hi, Nick. How are you doing? Hey, B-Dub. Hey. How are you? I know you're still here.
B-Dub's
what's up,
today.
Jay?
How you doing, buddy? B-Dub, man.
Everybody feeling good today? It's a Friday, heading into the holiday weekend.
I know B-Dub is because he's probably got that smoker smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get ready to roll.
That smoker smokes.
I didn't know this about him. I did see on his Facebook about a week or so ago. He's got his own, I don't know if it's a food truck per se, but he's got, yeah, I mean, that's legit. He's got the logo and everything.
He's as close to a pro that you can get.
I didn't know this. It looked awesome.
Yeah. He's higher than double A higher than triple A.
Outside life is shrouded in secrecy. Yeah. This guy moves in silence.
I mean, it looks pretty good. He's got his own like food truck and he's got a pool. I mean, I don't know, Nick. You got to... Again, we talk about money all the time. I think you need it. You need to start negotiating your own stuff as well.
No,
you
help B-Dub, Cody get B-Dub the big deal. B-Dub is officially my agent.
Yeah,
so
you
my
should.
My contract negotiation, he'll be handling.
I think that's what needs to happen.
He can also juggle fire.
What?
Juggle fire.
Is this true?
You saw him do it the other night. The other day when I was in here.
Is this a real thing?
I burn.
Yeah.
Lots of wood in the fire pit, if that counts.
Okay.
Renaissance.
We may have to do like a true or false B-Dub.
Yeah, there is some mystery. You're right. There is a little bit of mystery clouding around B-Dubs. Maybe we'll have that B-Dub come in studio during our show at some point in time.
Anytime.
But hope everybody's having a good start to the Friday. A lot of you, maybe you're driving out of town now. Maybe you're heading to the lake as well, getting an early start on Memorial Day weekend. Yesterday, though, Bink, Patrick Mahomes spoke. So did Andy Reid. And it was... But the Thursday, they're going to do this for the next couple weeks, right? You've got OTAs going on, and then they'll talk next Thursday, and then I think the following Thursday as well when minicamp actually takes place. And Patrick Mahomes hit on something that for the last month or so we've been discussing on the show, and I think a lot of people have been wondering in Kansas City as well about specifically this offense and specifically the wide receivers and how it could look for them. It sure seems like Andy Reid has been pushing Mahomes to perhaps spread the ball around more. If you listen to some of the comments from Patrick Mahomes, we've assumed a little bit that they're going to have to do it differently offensively this year without that Tyreek Hill is not part of the equation. But listen to even what Patrick Mahomes had to say about the wide receiver room and how this offense could look.
Yeah, I think it's been really cool. Him, Juju, some of those guys were down there, I mean, every day pretty much. And I think the first day, Juju had a big day. He got a lot of big catches down the sideline. And then the second day, Marquez got a big day. And so I think that's what you're going to see at this offense this year is it's going to be everybody. It's not going to be one guy. I mean, obviously, Travis is going to still get a lot of completions, a lot of yards. But I think the whole receiving room is going to have big days. And I think that can be something that we can use to our advantage.
That's how it's going to have to be done, right? I mean, because that's the balance. Like, I think the plan makes sense. The question is, do you think they can actually pull that off? Because that is how I think they're going to have. Yes, Travis Kelce is your best receiving option, But most likely, considering who Juju is and who MVS is and who maybe Sky Moore is, we just don't know. And he hasn't been at OTAs. He's dealing with the hamstring injury still from prior to the draft, I guess it was.
The one thing is, it reminds me kind of like baseball. When you're in April and May and you always go ask the manager, right? Well, who's, you get a defined role for your seventh inning guy, your eighth inning guy, your closer. No, we won't figure that out for a while. We won't get this figured out till June. I think the Chiefs receivers like this too. Someone will stand out eventually, but it may take a few games to figure out who that is. But there's going to be somebody that does stand out that becomes Patrick Mahomes' go-to guy. It's the way things always happen in this league. He'll trust everybody. He'll throw to everybody, but somebody will stand out and kind of break away from the pack. The pack's all real similar right now, but they don't have that seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, ninth inning guy, if you know what I'm saying. The defined roles until someone steps up and becomes that defined role. But you know how it goes. You know Mahomes, when he plays football, he's got the guys he trusts and the guys that he doesn't. I mean, you let him down a few times, drop a few passes, he doesn't look your direction at first. But guys he does trust, like, look, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, I mean, he trusted him to no end, where they knew where he was going. Even when he was in trouble, they would come back to him, and that was what was always so special, you know, with the connection with Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes. He'd see Patrick scrambling, and he would readjust his route, kind of going to where Patrick would see him, and Kelce does that all the time, where they're just on the same page.
Yeah, that part's not going to change, right? Your security blanket is still going to always be Travis Kelce, because you can't replicate that kind of rapport that they've had for years. And we will talk more about Travis Kelce in particular in just a little bit as well, Bink. But it was pointed out even in Nate Taylor. Andy Reid not only seems to be an emphasis towards Patrick Mahomes to spread the ball around more. Like, that's their plan heading in. But, like, Andy Reid in his own right is, you know, maybe dusting off some of the old plays that in the past were used for more physical, taller wide receivers. Well, guess what they went out and kind of got? Some bigger receivers, and some guys that can also block a little bit more than what we've seen in the past under Andy Reid, and certainly with Patrick Mahomes.
It was to counteract the kind of defenses they've seen. The guys that will, you know, they cover two busters, they'll go across the middle. What the Chiefs did is they were tired of it. You know, they went out and counteracted with different receivers that basically, excuse me, go really well against the kind of defenses they were facing. And they went out and got guys that really are good at counteracting that. So defenses had to, you know, kind of change how they do things, because the Chiefs went and redid kind of their personnel and what they're doing. So it was the way of the Chiefs kind of counteracting it by getting the bigger, more physical wide receivers, so the Chiefs can do different things.
It's interesting, because I get the plan, and I've said over and over, I think that the end result, number-wise, points per game and all that, will be very similar to what they have been, that it's different. But do you buy in, though, to, because it seems from the Chiefs' end and what they're saying, because this is their plan, so they're obviously going to push it. This is going to work. This is how they're approaching. They clearly believe it, because that's how they approach the offseason. It's what we're hearing from Patrick Mahomes. Are you buying that this, well, nobody has seen us operate in this way, that this is going, that, you know, we're dusting off old plays and all of this, that this is going to catch teams off guard? We know Andy Reid typically in September is very, very good. Patrick Mahomes typically in September. Last year was kind of the outlier, where they split a couple games in September, I think it was. But where they usually catch teams off guard in September anyway. Now you add this wrinkle to it. If you're an opponent, if you're in particular a divisional opponent, which the Chargers will be week two of the season at Arrowhead, like this, they're aware of what's going on in Kansas City as well, with how they're probably going to try to attack things a little bit differently.
It's just a different look. And what the Chiefs basically said by bringing in different personnel and talking the way they're talking about dusting off new plays and how we're going to be looking different. And it's the party line. I mean, they're all saying it.
Yes.
From the players to the head coach to everybody that looks at this organization. Hey, they're going to have to run things differently. Basically, it's the Chiefs' way of saying, don't go back and look at last year's game film, because we're going to be looking at, you'll waste your time. You don't know what to expect with what we're going to do. And I think that's an advantage to the Chiefs, because last couple of years, it has been the same old Chiefs, same personnel running the same type of things. Teams found a way to adjust to it. And the reason they had success is they're just good. They're just better than everybody else. You have Mahomes playing elite level. You get Travis Kelce, that's a Hall of Famer. You get Tyreek Hill, the top three wide receiver in the league. They were just able to out-talent you, and it didn't matter what you did, they were still going to find a way to do it. Now they've got the wild card. They've got the wild card because you don't know what to expect. I still think the screen game is going to be huge with this team, even more so than it was last year towards the end of the year. But, yeah, they have bigger, more physical receivers, can do things. But the one thing, too, is, you know, something Mahomes was talking about, they can still take the top off. You know, Sky Moore's a quick guy. He's a guy that can be a vertical threat. No, he doesn't have the speed that Tyreek Hill does, but he's damn fast. Scantling is incredibly fast, ran a 4.37 at the combine. So they can do all those things. They can catch the middle ones. The fade route will be a possibility with the Chiefs now more than ever because Travis Kelce doesn't become your only big target near the goal line. And Tyreek Hill was because he could just jump so high. Tyreek Hill played a lot taller than what he was. So they can do things differently. And I think that's kind of a warning for the rest of the AFC.
It would not surprise me if we're sitting here early October and the Chiefs have already played at that point, what, three games or so. And we're saying, man, Andy Reid, once again, he reinvented himself a little bit, right? Because he's adapted better than anybody throughout his NFL career and so many different trends in the NFL. And he's been able to, of course, have an extremely successful career, a Hall of Fame career. And it would not surprise me if we're sitting here in October being, we're saying, wow, just when it seemed like people started to figure him out with Patrick Mahomes, they lose Tyreek Hill. Oh, and he found this is how they're going to attack teams now. Like, I do think that's what we're going to be saying. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but I do believe that's what we're going to be saying when we get into October. We're going to say, wow, he did it again. Really, the Chiefs, people discounted them a little bit. They thought, oh, offensively, they weren't going to be able to do it, and here they are. And let's say they do get off to a nice start, especially I mentioned the Thursday night game against the Chargers. That's the big one early on in the season as far as the first 3 weeks or so. Because week one at the Cardinals, if the Chiefs go and score a lot of points, people are going to say it's the Cardinals because a lot of people are down on them. Week two, a Chargers team that Peter King has the second best team in football, and there's plenty of national media folks that believe the Chargers are going to finally overtake the Chiefs in the division. So week two is a chance, especially offensively, to really send a statement.
And we've seen the adjustments from Reed. You know, nothing was a bigger adjustment than 2013. 2012 was the most miserable season in any Kansas City sports in the history with the way that, because all the things, the side things, I'm not getting all into them. But it was about off the field. It was about Inside Edition coming 610 Sports Radio to talk about the Winston and the booing and all that to the Belchers. It was a terrible year. But he took that crap in the Chiefs picking number one on the clock and started off 9-0. Now, that's making an adjustment. And to me, going from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, that was another big adjustment philosophically because he couldn't use his entire playbook when he had Alex Smith. He had to taper things to fit the skill set of his quarterback, and he's done that with Mahomes. You know, classic example, he started using the RPOs more. He said, okay, what did you do well at Texas Tech? And the Chiefs watched Texas Tech and what they did. So much so that Gary Patterson once at TCU was getting ready for Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury, and he was watching Chiefs film to help him get ready to play Texas Tech. Because what they did is said, what made you work, Patrick? What made you look so good at Texas Tech? What is it? What's implemented in our offense? And he did it brilliantly. And now is another challenge for him to do it. But I've seen, you know, him being faced with having to make changes, and he's passed with flying colors each time he's done it.
Coming up in about 7 minutes, we'll get to the very key signing yesterday that has our producer, Nick Schwert, very, very excited. And honestly, it's very important for the show that this actually occurred yesterday. Otherwise, it would have been probably a sad day for us to be discussing this not happening. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But you mentioned Travis Kelce a short while ago, Bank, and it was something that Cody and I and Nick had talked about on the show just even a week or so ago because of George Kittle's comments, where George Kittle was essentially saying that Travis Kelce should be making considerably more money than what he's making. Look at Kelce's numbers. Look at the wide receiver market. He's outperforming multiple wide receivers that have gotten these big-time deals. And we know Travis Kelce is 32 years old. He's in his 10th year in the league, and he's got multiple years still left on his current contract. But even at the time, I remember we had Joel Corey, former NFL agent, on the show, and he even at the time said that Kelce extension was a very team-friendly deal. And we were going through, like, why the Chiefs should or shouldn't be worried about the wide receiver market and how it could impact Travis Kelce's numbers. And we're like, was he just different? Does he just view it differently than some of these guys? Is he trying to set the Chiefs up in a certain way to keep having success? Well, Travis Kelce yesterday was asked about George Kittle's comments about him being underpaid, and here's what Travis had to say.
Yeah, I appreciate Kittle saying that because, you know, that's my guy, and he always wants to see every tight end get paid as much as, you know, their production is. But at the same time, I signed my contract understanding what I had, and at the same time, you know, I I put a lot into this, man, and money is money in my mind is almost a secondary at this point in my career. I'm here for the legacy, and I'm here to try and make the Kansas City Chiefs the best team possible, man. So that's my main focus. That's why I'm here.
You know how rare that is? Like, don't expect that to happen very. You know how rare that is? Like, everybody loves Travis Kelce in this town already, and just if it's possible, you can increase that quite a bit based off of that very comment. Like, if there was concern, Bink, that he was going to put some pressure on the Chiefs to give him more money because he absolutely could if he wanted to, there's your answer. The answer is no. That's rare for any player in any sport. Travis Kelce is one of those rare guys. It's not going to push the need for a new deal, even though he could. He signed George Kittle, that is, signed a 5-year, $75 million contract back in August of 2020. You know, Travis Kelce is on a 4-year, $57 million contract right now that goes through his age 36 season in 2025.
Yeah, awesome comments by Kittle, but you know kind of what he meant by there was an underlying meaning. We all want paid more at tight end. So he used Kelce as an example for that. Let's make no mistake about it. He's talking about the position, like Michael Gesicki down in Miami wants to be paid like a wide receiver, and there was a tight end because he splits out so much. Jimmy Graham actually started this years ago when he didn't want to be tagged as a tight end. He'd rather have the wide receiver money. But it's refreshing in this day and age where guys are going for the big contracts, loyalty's out the window, and you're going for the team that's going to pay you most. To have a guy, and it's not like Travis Kelce's just a guy on your 53.
Yeah, he's a future Hall of Famer.
He's arguably the best ever to play his position. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's putting up numbers that are not only better than anybody else's, they're twice as good. We've gone over the whole he's better than any receiver at catching yardage since 2016. The year they played the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, that year he had 77 catches, 1,200 yards, not even lining up a tight end. Like, those are numbers to show that you were – off the line. You're playing off the line and still being able to do it. But a guy like this is the example of a guy that's not chasing the dollar, a guy that wants loyalty, a guy that wants to win. And for people in this town, that's something to appreciate.
It's so rare, man.
It's a little bit different than number 88, the East Bay tight end here, that wanted to leave here to go to Atlanta to win. This is a whole different attitude.
Do you think,
if you didn't appreciate Travis Kelce before, if you're not now, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, he's different, right? I mean, clearly, because that's rare. Like, you shouldn't expect a player to approach it that way. I don't fault any player that doesn't approach it that way, right? Go get your money.
He's rare,
right? He's in that rare breed. He's a rare breed, and
it's not rare. He's the only one.
I mean, he's not the only player ever that's willing to take less money, but it's rare, right? It's extremely rare to say. He's not the only player ever.
I'd say right now he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find on it. A guy that's on a Hall of Fame path, that is on a team that's capable of winning another championship. It's one of the five best teams in football that is willing to do that.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There's no path. I mean, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I say path because he's not in it yet.
Yeah, I know that, but
we all agree he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
It's rare in sports. Yeah. What he's doing is the outlier. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, I really can't think of any other example. You know, Tom Brady's taken less money before, deferred money, but he still got paid. But he still got his money. So yes, there are guys that will take a little bit less so you can spread the money around and pay somebody. But if you look deeply in all those contracts, it's all about, you're still getting that money. It's just not right away.
Do you think, now, he's built differently, but also the fact that he already has the ring. Like, does that actually makes it even more impressive to me, because you can make the argument if the Chiefs didn't win in 2019 against the Niners and Kelce wouldn't have had a ring yet, You would argue that there's even more reason to do this, right? Because you're chasing the ring. For him to do it when he already has the one ring, I think it makes it even more special. Right? Yes, he wants to have legacy and win multiple rings, but when you already have the one ring, this is why after you win a Super Bowl, it's easier maybe to let some guys go or those guys are just gonna chase the money at that point because they already have the ring. I mean, I think it probably made the decision easier for Tyreek Hill, as a matter of fact, to go get paid in Miami. He already had the ring. Like, so that's what makes it even more impressive to me that Kelce had those comments yesterday, because it would be very easy to say, well, I already won the ring. Yes, obviously legacy, but I already won the ring. Might as well go get mine. No, he's trying to get multiple rings.
Which is fine. I mean, I got a lot of respect for those people that want to have more. That keeps driving. Andy Reid, he wasn't satisfied with just getting the one. That's what's great. When you have guys that want to win multiple. Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't want to just keep one. The guy wants to collect them. That's what he does. Was he a guy that'll play past 40? I think so. He just likes to play football. He's in that rare air like Brady, like Manning, that just you got to drag him out of this game.
From the 816 over on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Reminder, new text line number, 913-586-7610. 586-7610. Someone says, when Kelsey retires, he needs to be the tight end coach. This thing came up with Alex Smith as well. These guys have made so much money. You think they're just gonna become a tight end coach and become a quarterback coach when they've made as much money as they have? Travis Kelsey's probably doing some broadcasting, some studio work.
He'd be a great coach, but he'll be sitting on ESPN, you know, because he already does. He does the pregame show for him. He was at the draft. He did
part of the PGA Championship Buckcast or whatever they did last
week.
And
he'll probably make pretty similar to what he's making playing football, but not playing football. Seriously. The money's on the table waiting for him. His career's, I mean, it's set. Coaching, that is a pay cut. Not saying he can't do it, but great ones don't always often get into coaching. You know, it's the guys that weren't the great ones that make the great coaches. The guys that were great don't often make the great coaches because everything came easy to them.
You done? You done talking about stuff that doesn't matter? I'm here to tell you the biggest news of the day. How did we bury the lead? Number 88 from Valdosta State, Jody Boy! Signed a one-year deal.
He did. It's official. He's back, recovering from the Achilles injury.
One-year deal. We don't even need to talk. We talked all last summer. Will they keep four tight ends? I mean, they may not keep four tight ends. Jody Fortson will be on the Chiefs active roster. Are we all in agreement here?
Well, if they don't keep four tight ends, who are they cutting?
One of those other bums.
Ha! Blake Bell, they love.
So, yeah, we know we're talking about Kelsey, Noah Gray, they're Blake not Bell. Cutting. We're going to have this little conversation again. Remember all the shows up in St. Joe?
No, I'm not kidding.
They're going to have to keep four.
Don't even bring up the idea that as Jody Fortson might not make the active roster.
As long as he's fully recovered, right? And all indication is he's doing very well in recovery.
Why would they sign him
Achilles?
If he wasn't fully recovered?
Exactly. So as long as he still is that same guy post-Achilles, then sure. I laugh only because it became absolutely ridiculous, not with him, but at camp with this 14 personnel crap. How many times, like, people went overboard with the 14 personnel? And I remember having even Sean Barber in studio, and he's talking about how much of an advantage it is. And we agreed.
Think about how many defenses they exploited with it last year, Gold.
And then I
the T-Rex formation.
I want to say, Bink, was it three times the entire season? I know we got hurt, but was it? Was it like three or four times they actually ever used 14 personnel? I mean, you can argue, if he didn't get hurt, they would.
Oh, it was barely. It only been used like twice.
I bring it up because it's like, can we all agree? We can talk up Jody Fortson, that's fine. But can we all agree on this show at least that when we're up in training camp, we don't talk 14 personnel, please? I don't know if I can handle another training camp.
We don't have to talk 14 personnel, but another we're talking
camp,
Jody Fortson.
That's fine. I just don't think I can handle another training camp of nerding out on 14 personnel, a package, and I should say formation, that they used like two times last year. And everybody spent way too much time talking about it last year at camp.
Yeah, especially when Travis Kelce named it T-Rex. What did T-Rex?
You know more than
I think it was
that.
T-Rex formation, yeah.
But Fortson's back, baby. It was very important because otherwise we wouldn't get to hear Nick's intro anymore for that. If he
I
wasn't
heard you
back.
Guys tried to do that when I was gone.
We did. You were gone on Wednesday, and somehow Fortson's name came up, and so Cody and I tried to mimic that. It was not nearly as good as yours, Nick. Not at all. I think you would have been proud, but proud because you're like, oh.
I'm about to serve you a cease and desist if that happens again.
Oh, you have it trademarked.
Yes.
John Cena might also want something. John Cena might also be sending you a letter for those comments.
No, it's parody law covers me in that.
Nick's texting back with somebody on the new text line. Someone says, this Jody Fortson bit sucks.
No, that was me.
Again, I often get Bink, you got to tag your name in this stuff.
I had Nick's back.
People think it's Nick responding.
Because
if you don't...
they're saying things to me, and then Bink responds on behalf of me.
I like to cover you, man.
You gotta put
I appreciate
Bink,
that.
You got to put Bink on there.
But you got to put your name on it.
Because we ran into this last time you filled in for Cody. You were going back and forth in a very heated argument, and the person thought it was Nick arguing with them, and it was you.
Yeah, just hit this restart banning people.
I think it's still that still applies. If you've been blocked, I think you're still blocked.
Is that true?
I believe so. You can check on that. 913-586. No, it reset.
I
oh boy.
So.
Yeah, if you've been blocked, please text in today so we can promptly reblock you.
Nah, I think Alex is right.
Coming up next though, LeSean McCoy was on Sirius XM radio. Andy Reid responded to his comments that LeSean had about why he left Kansas City. We'll get to that next.
For Creed is good.
Can we vote tree higher?
Is Cody and Gold. Weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold. We got Jay Binkley in for Cody today. Nick's notable notes coming up in 15 minutes. He told me that it's explosive today. I'm a little worried, actually. I don't know what
explosive with three X's.
Okay. So we'll see. I have no idea what direction it's heading in. Coming up, it's a Friday, too. We know on Friday, like, whatever slight limitation or parameters are set around Nick's notable notes by Nick himself, which are already pretty loose to begin with, on Friday, they widen
well,
even
dude,
more.
Well, dude, come on. We woke up today and I saw the sunshine for the first time all week. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, honestly, look, it's not been a great week anyway. And then the weather has sucked as well. Now we're heading into holiday weekend, and it is a Friday with sun finally. So, yes, today is things are hopefully looking up a little bit heading into the weekend. So we'll get to those notes in just a little bit. We know yesterday, though, towards the tail end of the show, the comments from LeSean McCoy had come out. LeSean McCoy was on I Am Athlete podcast, which is on Sirius XM. Former Chiefs running back. He's now retired. He left Kansas City, went to the Bucs. Obviously won two Super Bowl rings at the very end of his career. He's a very small part, if not non-factor, for both of those Super Bowl teams. And he was asked at the very tail end of the show, like he kind of just snuck it in at the end, why did you leave KC? And he kind of offered up his reason for why he left Kansas City. So I want to play that audio first, and then Andy Reid responded to it as well.
And the reason why I finished is because me and the coordinator, we had a difference about different things, right? And I'm going to say this. It's the reason why every year they keep hyping him up to get a coaching job, a head coach or office coordinator job for somewhere else, and you don't get one because
he's talking about Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, and the players.
You're bringing this up now when we got a minute to
tell
the
truth. Listen, because some players, right, he talks to them a certain way, and some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, whoa. You know, and some question I would ask, everybody's accountable.
Yeah.
That's why it's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. The reason that because he, I won't get into that, but I'll say this.
You can't say the reason.
I mean, we got one minute.
But it's the reason why that every year they hype him up to get a job, and then when the time comes, nobody hires him because they know what type of coach he really is.
So you're saying Eric Bieniemy was the reason why you stopped playing in Kansas City?
Yeah, come on, man. That's playing. Wow. They knew what it was.
So he throws a shot out and then didn't really want to get into specifically what had happened. And we hadn't heard from Andy Reid on this yet. We'll play the audio in a second since he spoke. But at the time when the audio came back, my first reaction was just that on both ends, it makes LeSean McCoy to me look bad in this whole thing. And that being out there is not great news for Eric Bieniemy, right? That's not what you want any player saying. But at the same time, let's understand the circumstances around LeSean McCoy at the time. LeSean McCoy, tail end of his career, fumbled multiple times, Colts games, Packers game, cost the Chiefs the Packers game in that Super Bowl season, by the way. And they put him in the doghouse, essentially. They being Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. And we do know Eric Bieniemy will tell you what he thinks. He probably told him at that point in time, like, you're not who you used to be. You're fumbling the ball. We can't trust you. And that was probably something he didn't like hearing. And he couldn't handle. This sounds like a lot of sour grapes for a guy that ended up winning two Super Bowls in his final 2 years, where he was such a non-factor on both those Super Bowl teams.
It's sour grapes, and I can't believe he'd pour gasoline on the bridge. I mean, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the fact you got a ring. I mean, I look at some of these great players. Dan Marino never got a Super Bowl ring. He got two by riding the coattails of two teams that won championships. And this is a cowardly thing to do by LeSean McCoy, and it's piss poor, to be honest with you. He attacked a man's character. Eric Bieniemy's having a tough enough time getting a head coaching job, and here you have him spouting crap. At least Mahomes is out there defending AB and all that, which to me, Mahomes carries a lot more weight than LeSean McCoy.
100%.
100% more weight than he does. The other thing is, too, why is he working for Andy Reid so long? Andy Reid's not going to keep you around so long if you're not doing a good job. He's not.
Yes.
Andy Reid will get rid of you, like he does players. The problem is, the reason that he's not playing for the Chiefs anymore, Chiefs didn't want him.
Yeah, he's acting like he had a choice to come back, and he's the one that said he didn't want to come back.
They didn't want him because, let's face it, when he was here, he sucked. I mean, look in the mirror, understand what you're doing, go back and watch your video. You weren't any good anymore. At some point you were, but the thing about football is eventually you get bad. The whole attacking a man's character without giving specific examples, like if you can give specific examples of things, do it. If you can't, it's like anonymous sources and all this. Put your name on it. All right. Okay. What didn't you like? He didn't like being coached up. Well, here's the thing. Like, Eric Bieniemy is going to be in your face. He's a coach. Like, that's what he does. And you need guys like that that aren't going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And he's one of those guys that doesn't like hearing what he needs to hear, only what he wants to hear. And you know, Mahomes is challenged by Bieniemy. As good as he is, Bieniemy will still challenge him. And I think he likes that, because if you keep buttering somebody's ass and telling them how good they are all the time, there's no reason for them to get better.
And we'd seen over the last couple of years, Travis Kelce and Eric Bieniemy butt heads on the sideline or whatever. So it just, to me, is someone McCoy just couldn't take that. Couldn't understand that things are different for him in his career at that point in time, that he's not the same player, and clearly couldn't take that type of coaching. But you're 100% right on this. The fact that Mahomes and Kelce have had no issue. Even Kelce, who's butted heads clearly with him, that carries more weight than anything LeSean McCoy would ever say. And I agree with you on the Andy Reid front as well. Now, this is what Andy Reid had to say, and it was quite the answer from Andy Reid. Basically, in a nice way, went about saying what everybody else is thinking, but he just said it very nicely.
He's getting away with that, doesn't he?
Listen to Andy and his response to the LeSean McCoy comments on Eric Bieniemy.
And sometimes it's hard on a veteran player that maybe their level, performance level, isn't what it used to be, and it's hard to take sometimes. But he's going to push you and try to maximize what you've got. That's one of his strengths. He's no different than he is with you guys. He's going to come in and shoot you straight. Sometimes you want to hear it, sometimes you don't. And, I'm a big LeSean fan. He's, in my eyes, he's a future Hall of Fame running back with the – if you look at statistically, he was tremendous. So, but he wasn't the youngest pup, in the kennel here, man. He was on backside, and sometimes that's hard to take.
So he didn't. he said it in a very nice way that, look, this guy's a veteran, wasn't the same player anymore. Old, washed up. He just said it in a very nice way, because he being LeSean McCoy now, 10 rushes, 31 yards. When he went to Tampa the next year and got a ring. So it's not like, oh, it was the Chiefs, but he went out a great year for Tampa. No, he had 10 carries for 31 yards the next year in Tampa.
He hit the Pro Football End of Your Career lottery.
Yeah,
the guys assigned to places to win rings. He did.
Incredible.
He got lucky in that respect, but I like the way Andy said things. He's got a way to take things and make them nice, even though he's being direct. And Bieniemy will be. I'll never forget the first day Bieniemy was here. In 2013, when he was running backs coach, And I mean, you could hear him barking, you know, from the tent up there, you know, as they're sitting there watching it going, this guy can coach. So I always thought he'd make a good hot college head coach because he likes to teach. Like, it's one of the things. But, you know, these guys don't need to hear things they want to hear all the time. Nobody needs to hear things they want to hear all the time. It's hearing things you don't want to hear that makes you want to get better.
Yeah, Nick, do we have the audio of moments ago? You said buttering someone's ass, Bink. And so that's a fantastic.
You've never heard that term?
Not from you, I haven't. Text line enjoyed it too.
It's when you say something nice about somebody all the time. It's like brown nosing, buttering ass, you know.
That's what I said. I just hadn't heard the buttering someone's ass line from Jay Binkley before.
Yeah. Just came out.
Text line really enjoyed it. So we know
Sean McCoy brought it out, you know.
we know everybody has their own streaming platform nowadays, like you name it, Disney Plus or Hulu. Obviously, ESPN Plus, we can go down the list. Paramount Plus, there's everything, right?
610 Plus.
We need to have a 610 Plus, I guess, at some point in time as well. The NFL is only a matter of time. NFL Plus streaming service reports are it's now been given a green light. It's going to happen, and it potentially could launch in July. This is according to the Sports Business Journal. You're like, oh, this must be exciting. I'm sure they're going to package it with Red Zone Channel and all these great things. No. No, and this is why this is a complete waste of time and money. If you're going to do it right. Usually the NFL is good about doing things right on the digital side of things. They're much better than a lot of the leagues when it comes to providing content in a digital way, the Game Pass stuff, or you know, some people that like to watch the All 22 and whatever. The rumor price point is $5 a month, but we all know that could change, and includes content, live games, but they're only games you can watch locally. So I can just go use my HD antenna right now if I want to watch local CBS for a Chiefs game. If I don't have cable or a streaming provider, why would I do it through their app and pay $5 a month when I can spend one time $30 on an HD antenna?
Unless you're traveling a lot or always out and want to watch on your phone.
Yeah, but it's for your watch locally. I'm assuming just like MLB TV, it's going to have blackout restrictions. I think that would be a missed opportunity if the NFL doesn't find a way to package it with NFL Red Zone Channel, which they already charge extra for if you have a streaming
platform. They probably
will
at some point. They want to get you on the go with the mobile, so you always have the game with you no matter where you're at or whatever you have to do. Maybe you have to work and you watch it on your phone. They're just making it easier for you to do that. And they're also just trying to make money off. The NFL's got an amazing way to find ways economically for you to purchase things.
So,
like Bally's wants, $20 a month to watch the Royals?
For the Royals and like five other baseball teams, but nobody
and
cares.
And so $5 to watch your football team.
Yeah, less games, but I'm with you.
Less games,
yeah.
But
it goes on to say that NFL Plus is a replacement for the NFL's now expired deals with Yahoo and Verizon, which allowed you to stream games on your devices. Because during this past season, you could actually have gone on the Yahoo app and watched like one or two games a year through the Yahoo app. That deal, I guess, has expired, and that's why they're launching this. So it replaces that. It's just, for me, someone in Kansas City, I'm not going to pay $5 a month to watch NFL Plus or have NFL Plus. It doesn't provide me anything. If they want to bundle it with Game Pass, they want to bundle it with Red Zone Channel or something like that, then it's a different conversation. But it doesn't make any sense to pay $5 a month.
If the games were on, you know, TNT or TBS, something like that, or like a Bally's type deal, and you did it, but it's over the air. That's what takes, because everybody has over the air. Everybody can get it. If you say, no, I'm not buying cable, I'm not buying streaming services, you can still get over the air. And it's very simple.
I mean, you're Mr. Game Pass guy, right? You watch the All 22 stuff. Would you pay $5 a month for this that doesn't even include that?
No, I wouldn't even touch
it. I don't know who's paying. That's what I'm asking. Like, who? It has some old archived NFL films content, I guess they're going to throw in also for $5 a month. I just honestly, like, who's the person that they're trying to target here for $5 a month when you're not including current games other than in-market ones where most people can just spend a one-time $30 to buy the HD antenna if that's really an issue for them versus spend $5 a month forever?
Unless you're driving Uber all day and you want to watch the game.
Well, if you're driving, you probably shouldn't be watching it on your phone, Bink.
Well,
like, the worst advice ever.
That's a great point, but you can have it still playing.
I mean, you can also just listen to it on the radio. If that's the case, you shouldn't be watching it if you're driving.
106.5 The Wolf.
That's right. You should be listening to Mitch, Danen, and Kling.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just saying. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Better write something down. Nick's notable notes.
Oh, boy. I'm nervous for this one today.
All right. Listener discretion advised as we move forward here into Nick's Notable Notes today. If there are any children in the car, I would suggest maybe handing them a pair of earmuffs, put the AirPods in, let them watch a little episode of Paw Patrol. I don't know. We're going to talk today about a couple of things. Christ and OnlyFans, because they are intertwined in this story.
Say that again.
We're going to be talking about Christ, and we're going to be talking about OnlyFans, okay? So strap in for this one. Are you guys familiar with...
Did not expect this
with
today.
...with Nita Marie?
No.
Nita Marie.
That's a person?
Yes, it is a human being, a female. She is 46-year-old, and she has become one of OnlyFans' top earners. $120,000 per month.
I thought you were going to say per month?
Per month on OnlyFans. Her claim to fame is being the number one Christian OnlyFans model. Here is what her bio says. I'm currently looking at her OnlyFans page. Again, this
go
is Nita.
Go get that money.
Nita,
good for you.
Marie. I am a real, bilingual, Christian, sex-craved mom in her 40s who tried being good and realized she loves to be naughty. Recently, she
says... Are you on OnlyFans right now reading
her
profile?
I am on OnlyFans right now.
At work?
Yes, but it's for research purposes,
okay,
so it's
fair
fine.
Fair enough, yeah.
She recently said that she talked to God, who told her she needs to continue stripping until she's 75 years old.
Oh, goodness.
That's right. She said, quote, God is guiding me through my OnlyFans career, and he said I should continue creating content until my 70s.
No.
To me, sexuality is a huge part of my faith. When we experience an orgasm with someone else, we share a small part of how God feels about us. Binkley, have you ever experienced a spiritual awakening in the bedroom?
Can't say I have.
Yeah. Well, I know you've had. I know that a lot's went down in there, but nothing spiritual, no, nothing religious.
Just thinking of a 70-year-old on OnlyFans frightens me.
I'm looking at a few photos. These are actually safe.
Oh, you paid.
Safe.
You've
for
paid.
Well, right now, if you go to her OnlyFans page. First month for free. So if you're looking to do a little trial run, I am looking right now at her a few, again, safe for work photos, and I'm trying to figure out an appropriate way to describe her physically.
Nice. Wait till those boobs.
Excellent work.
Wait till those boobs start
Cody,
sagging to the knees.
That was, I think, that Cody best described.
Oh, yeah. Say
it.
Thank you, Cody.
Nice boobs. Excellent work.
Okay, so Cody described that well.
Mama.
Yeah, so she seems to be doing pretty well for herself. If you go through some of her, some of the things that she highlights on her, I don't know how much of this I should do. MILF on MILF.
Okay.
But I mean, if God wants her to engage in MILF orgies on OnlyFans, who are we to tell her that that's inappropriate? She says she is claimed in Colorado, and actually her husband, you may wonder, okay, is she married? Does she have a spouse? Yes, indeed, she does. She has a husband who apparently is very supportive of her and says...
Well, she's making over $1 million a year, that's why.
Okay, so would you marry a woman who was on OnlyFans?
No.
$120,000 a year, or a month.
Not, were they married before she started doing this?
I believe
that's,
so.
That's the question. If they were already married, then obviously there's
a
connection
there for
years.
Yeah, but she's doing like threesomes and stuff.
Yeah, that's their own deal. That's their own. Everybody's got their own.
$120,000 a month, though.
Yeah, she's making over $1 million a year.
I think this is about woman empowerment, though. She said, "I want to be a GILF and empower older women to look and feel good in their own bodies. I also want to encourage them to have an active sex life."
All caps on the text line from multiple people saying Nick definitely has an OnlyFans subscription.
I do not have an OnlyFans subscription.
Sounds like you're doing a lot. You're very well versed in how the whole thing works.
I'm reading straight from her words.
And you knew, but you told us the discount?
I knew this would happen. I
Someone
would bring
says,
this up,
how
and
you,
everybody
how
just wants to shame this woman.
Someone says, don't forget to unsubscribe before the month is over, yeah. Nick, or that will pop up on your bank statement and get you in trouble. Trust
you've
me.
You've got
to
be logged
in. Someone's trying
it.
To trust, says trust them. They've ran into this problem.
If you've got a shared bank account, too, yeah, you got to use
a problem.
The, you gotta
That's
use
a problem.
Side card.
for that
816,
one. So, yeah.
Kids in the car and talking about MILF orgies. Nick told you.
I said if you had children in the car, put the earmuffs on or change
the
station.
Just say
he
meant to say milk.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with this. She is a Christian woman. So, and God told her to do this. I support her. Again, that's Nita Marie, N-I-T-A, for anybody who's going to act like you're not interested but are going to go directly home after work today and look her up.
How did you find? I want to know how you found this out to begin with. That's the
real question. Because he's logged into it.
That's the real question.
The New York Post did an article on it.
Oh.
Yeah, she did an interview. She's also been voted OnlyFans top sexter.
A sexter?
Yeah. Like a, gotcha. You know what a sext is?
Yes, she's a sexter.
Yes. Oh, the top sexter. Not the, just the a sexter, best. The sexter.
The very best.
That concludes Nick's Notable Notes on a Friday. Hey, you told me you wanted me to start doing Nick's Notable Notes every day, so.
This is what we get. This is what we get when we make the decision that it's not just a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. It's today would have happened anyway, though.
Uh-huh. So I'm thinking maybe on Fridays we go a little bit more.
Rogue?
Nope. Yeah, back page. Literally.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Thank you for the notes today.
Don't we have 610 employees who actively subscribe to OnlyFans?
I think I can say the name because I have before, and I believe he has said it on his own show.
Who?
Carrington.
Carrington does?
I believe.
But he doesn't have.
No, yeah. No, he subscribes. He doesn't have his own OnlyFans page. Bank.
Man, he's bank. Throwing Carrington under the bus, man.
Yeah, there's a big difference between subscribing and having your own page, Bank.
But it's pretty similar.
Nick's Notable Notes turning into trash of the day. That is true. That is true.
What is very trash about that?
Very trashy, Nick. It is
that's
a trash
trashy?
Of the day. Very trash
this
of the
Christian
day.
Christian woman trying to make money for her family, trying to empower women, that's trashy. It's funny how the way you guys try to spin things.
Someone says, I know for a fact they play this radio station, 610, at the Honda dealership waiting room in Lawrence, and now look what you've done. Hey, hello, everybody. We appreciate you guys getting your car worked on. Maybe you need to kill some time. There you go.
There you go. I think that should be a wheel spin. A wheel spin should be you have to start an OnlyFans account.
Wait, like your account?
Yeah, and you don't have to like post. Nobody's saying you have to post nudes.
You want to get someone fired. That's how
no,
you get fired.
No, dude, you don't have to post nudes, obviously, fired, but it could be just like shirtless photos.
Yeah, you're going to get fired.
Or what if you just did feet pics?
That's weird.
Okay, I know it's weird, but it's not illegal.
No, but I still think you might. You still might get fired.
You get fired for posting pictures of your feet on the internet?
Definitely a gray area.
There's nothing that prohibits you from going and getting a part-time
job. If they think it embarrasses the company or station, I believe they can. Well, one, first of all, we live in Kansas. They can fire us for whatever reason they want, I believe, right? Aren't we a right-to-work state? Is that right? Or is that Missouri?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think pretty much any state can.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I don't think there's like one state that you can do whatever the hell you want and not get fired.
Yeah. Nick, you want to test the theory? You want to give us
my feet
run
are
for...
disgusting. There's no way anybody, I would not get a single paying subscriber.
Oh, do you boy. Think anybody in that Honda dealership's lobby likes to put their feet on the internet?
Jeez. Only one way to find out.
Coming up next, we get to the 11 o'clock hour. Thank goodness. Something that is still ongoing for this offseason for the Chiefs. I'm just wondering when we're actually going to be worried about it next.
You're listening to Cody and Gold. Tune in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour every day at 11:30 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.